Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Pesci moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. There goes Pesci. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries fires to first and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wagner, and towards Pesci, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Doerr steals second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio is hit by the pitch. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesce hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphreys hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. Quell strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pesci hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pesci. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Pesci steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pesci moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling bunts for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of West. Finney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Doerr moves to third. Joe Haynes now pitching. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pesky takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to second. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey pinch hits for Tom Turner. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani now playing third base. George Dickey now catching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Tabor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling bunts for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-4 in the game. QL is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. QL moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 4 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.